It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Yes, we're back with the 8 for 52 podcast. We had a few weeks off. Episode 19, season 2 is a go. Bushy with you. And as always, joining me, Natasha Hamlani. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to you.
Hello, Bushy.
Well, we did have a couple of weeks off.
Yes.
I was busy with the ICC Cricket World Cup Challenge League B Round 2.
Yes, and I was in Phuket.
You were in Phuket, sitting on the beach. No, you had a cricket tour over there. That was pretty cool.
That was really fun. The first ever HKCC Kaelin Yanwo tour to Phuket, tour in history. And we took them to Phuket. The Diamonds joined us, six women's players as well. Great fun. The competitive game, we just lost by 9 runs. Thrilling game. Really good time.
Sounds like a junket to me. But anyway, sounds like everyone had fun and played some cricket while they were in Thailand, while the rest of us were freezing cold in Hong Kong. So we have missed a few weeks, and coming up in outs and ins, we can't cover all the games, obviously. So apologies to all the games that happened over the last fortnight. We don't have time to cover them. If you were awesome, congratulations. And if you were rubbish, have a long, hard think about your performance. I'm looking at you, IC All-Stars. Not only the IC All-Stars that we missed, we're actually going to pick on the IC All-Stars coming up in the games we do cover in outs and ins. Also, we're going to do a recap of the ICC tournament, yep. And the so-so effort from Hong Kong. So we'll have a look at how that went and who went well, who didn't go well, both for teams and players. We have big coming up.
Premier League
T20. Now, remember how we call the Premier League one day plod?
Yes.
I'm calling this plenty.
PLT20, the plenty.
Yeah, the plenty. And I think we should name it like that. You've got the Big Bash, you've got the Vitality, whatever it is in the UK, you got IPL. We should have the Hong Kong plenty.
I don't like the sound of that. It doesn't quite...
It works perfectly. Shut up, Natasha. It's my podcast. It will be called The Plenty from going on. So we're going to cover all the plenty games because I'm broadcasting two here at KCC. There's another two going on at Mission Road. We'll look at that. You've probably got 4 billion games of Challenge League to get through.
Loads of Challenge League.
And we've got a lot of birthdays to get through as well. So shall we get on with the show?
Let's go.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Now, as we mentioned in the intro, we're not going through all the games we've missed over the last 3 weeks or so. What we will say is that we did the tipping and Natash had another win by 1 point in the end. I think it was 8-7 or something on our tipping. So after the last games that we tipped in episode 18, the guest slash Natash is 63 and Aaron is 72. Without swearing, just let me know what you said about Bodders tipping, putting you still 9 behind.
Oh, God. I've closed the gap here, but Bodders has left a cavern, a mountainous distance. It's now down to 9, now down to single digit. So we're narrowing the gap.
And there's plenty of games to go. We've still got the plenty.
We've got the plenty.
And we've got Sunday Elite Div 1, Div 2, Saturday Elite Div 1, Div 2 to tip as well. Well, hang on, have a look at a few games that we did have last weekend. But before that, you've got some notable performances that happened over the last few weeks.
Yeah, so some shout-outs to the top performances that have happened since we've last done the podcast. Not going to go through every game, but just to summarize, in Sunday Division 1, Sharia Khan took yet another fifer. He took 5 for 23 and 7 overs for the Tony Turners. They beat the Vagabonds.
I'd say I saw that on Instagram, but I can't keep up with how many fifers that man does. So I'm pretty sure I did see a version of that fifer. Well done, Sharia.
George Loop hit 200 for the Hong Kong Scorpions against PACC Elite on 2nd Feb. Scorpions lost that game. PACC scored 366 and won only by 12 runs. High scoring thriller there up at the gap. Thunder Afsal, 4 for 90 and hit 91 of 49 balls for player of the match performance. But George Loop, outstanding there. 200. Well done, Supi. Then we have Jamie Atkinson, also at HKCC. Lots of runs up the gap this season. Hit 155 of just 90 balls for the Templars against the Wanderers as they chased down 269 at 7 runs per over.
Yeah, that was a shellacking.
Yeah, that was a good innings as well. Saturday Division 1, the USRC Tigers upset. They stopped the Lama CC juggernaut. Mohammad Kamran hit 60 with a bat, and then the 50-year-old Zahar Khan took 5 for 25 in 7 overs. They won by 28 runs against Lama CC.
Yep, did our tips in.
Big upset there. Shout out also to the Sky Warriors, who won a thriller by one wicket off the last ball against KCC Crusaders on the same day.
Did my tips in.
Yeah, very good win. Did I pick the Sky Warriors for that? I think I might have.
Might have been one of the ones.
The point of difference, kind of.
Well, no, you were up by two at one point, and then you'd picked HKU, and that's when you went lost. You're not going to mention that game.
I'm going to mention that because Charlie Bright scored 101 for the Wanderers on first Feb against HKU, batted superbly, won them the game there. Centaur CC got an upset as well, upset the promotion contenders Punjab Lions by four wickets on 25th Jan. Well done.
I'm pretty sure I picked Punjab Lions as well. This is just a list of everyone I didn't pick. Well done.
The Little Siwon Derby in Saturday Div 2 was played over the time off. That was Thunder beating the Strikers, so well done to the Thunder. And then we talked about IC All-Stars a little bit there. At Kamthin, Bhavik Parekh hit 106 of 75, his first ever 100, as he posted on Facebook. Very proud of that. And then Murali Ganesan took 5 for 40 in 7 overs. Laguna Gully beat IC All-Stars by 300 runs.
Yeah. Sachin Mittal told me about that game. I saw him the day after it. I just went, what happened? He's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, shocking.
300, probably the largest margin of victory I've seen in Saudi League cricket.
Yeah, and that was at GDB, right?
That was at Compton.
I was at Compton.
Yeah, at Compton.
So how do you get bowled out for 84 at Compton? I mean, okay.
And then to round off the top performances, Lee Moore of Kaithuk hit 102 of 70 balls not out as his team chased down 168 versus Hung Si. So doing the business over there for Kaithuk. Lee Moore, big 100. Well done to him, well done to Kaithuk, and well done to all the outstanding performers over the last few weeks.
Yes, congratulations to you all. Now let's have a look at last weekend, and we're going to start, I'm guessing this is Sunday Elite Division 2. The game wasn't actually
Division 1, Tony Turner's and Wanderers.
Yeah, Div 1. Still hasn't been completed in
so
the system.
I have the scorecard here. Yeah. We broadcasted on NPPlay. Tony Turner's batting first, 224 for 9. On the back of Munir Dhar, 17 out of 34, coming in at 10. Munir Dhar batted at 10. He hit himself down the order, came in at 10, smacked 70 of 34, took them to 224 for 9. The Wanderers had to fight for it, It was a really close game in the end. Mehran Zeb batted superbly with 85 of 86 balls, really mature, composed innings, targeted the short boundary well. They won it with 3 wickets and 5 overs to spare. So well done to the Wanderers. And that probably takes them out of the relegation zone, their second win of the season. Probably just makes them safe there.
Yes.
Yes.
I think relegation's really on for USRC. It's a battle down there. We'll have a look at the table later on. So well done. Getting a win there. Saturday Championship Div 1. It was the Nomads up against the Charlie Bears. Charlie Bears winning the toss, electing to field. This was at Hong Kong Cricket Club. What happened to Tesh?
260 for 9. Matt Rosley went bang, 76 of 66 balls. Also good innings by Toby Brown and Veer Mathur, showing his ability with the bat. The youngster coming through the system now. 260 for 9 is a decent score. As we said, there have been a lot of runs at HKCC, but Charlie Bears couldn't find any. 150 all out in 30 overs. HKCC Nomads winning by 110 runs. Thomas Miles, shout out to him, just because he'll be happy to hear his name mentioned. 2 overs, 1 maiden, 2 runs, 2 wickets. Well done, Thomas.
2 for 2 off 2. Well done, Thomas. Saturday Championship Div 2 out at Kamthin, Hong Kong University Cricket Club up against the India Club All-Stars. We've already given the IC All-Stars a raz. Did they do any better in this game, Nitesh?
They did better, but that it's hard to do worse.
Really? Well, did they really do better?
They didn't lose by 300. They lost by 186. So there's improvement there.
That's not any better. It's all out for 97.
It's a little bit better. It's better than 84. You got to take the positives where you can. So HKU batting first, 283 for 8. Chamila Panduwala, as we know him, Pandu, hit 64, 59, 4 fours, 4 sixes, and 4 drop catches. Jaya Ramesh, our friend, 56, 39, batted superbly as well. Rishi got runs. Everyone got runs for HKU on that day. All-Stars not at their best with the ball and not at their best with their bat. Jaya following his 50 with 3 wickets with a new ball. Yaksan took 3 wickets in a single over. It was an outstanding performance for HKU. I was watching, not playing this game. Probably explains why they won. And it was a really, really good performance.
Hari Shankar Venkatesh for the India Club All-Stars got 4 for 44 off 7.
Yes, he bowled well.
What did the rest do?
Not as well.
Where was Hong Kong's boomer in this?
He took 2 for. They actually didn't give him the new ball. And that's interesting. I want to talk to him about why he didn't get the new ball against his former club. Something to ask him next time.
Yeah, well, anyway, India Club All-Stars, who started the season very well, have not done so well lately. They lost by 186. Also, Saturday Championship Div 2 out of GDB. Laguna Gully up against the Punjab Lions. I think you touched on this one earlier, did you?
No, not this one.
That was Punjab Lions up against, who was it, Centaurs or something?
Yeah, Centaurs. So Punjab Lions bouncing back. It was a thrilling game. Only 2 wickets in it, and they chased it down the final over. Laguna Gully bowled off 141 and 30.4 overs. Will regret not batting the 50 overs. And this is despite Ajit Chacko scoring 58 and Vivek Shah scoring 49. So two batters carrying that innings for Laguna. And in reply, Punjab Lions got there with just 2 wickets and 5 balls remaining. 28 from Siraj Hussain, the highest score. So a real team effort by Punjab Lions. And shout out to Zeeshan Heather, who took a fifer for the Punjab Lions in their very, very important victory to keep their promotion hopes alive.
He was playing today here at Kowloon Cricket Club in the morning league.
Bowled well for us.
He did. Okay, let's have a look at some points table, shall we? Sunday Elite Division 1, top of the table with 6 wins and 1 loss. It is KCC Templars. They're up because they've had 2 no results, so they've got 14 points right behind them. PACC played 8 games, still 6 wins the same. They're on 13 points. The Scorpions have played 10. Now, of course, we need to make sure that we always say, Nitesh, we got to take these tables with a pinch of salt.
Yes, because I know there's a mistake here somewhere. But so far, so good. So far, this is accurate.
Okay, Scorpions, 10 games, 6 wins, 3 losses, 13 points tied with Pack, but with games already played in fourth. The Tony Turners moving up into fourth with 7 games, 5 wins, 2 losses and 10 points. And then we start to get into those that could be in trouble with the relegation. USRC Elite played 8, only won the 2. The Wanderers just won the 1. And 4 points. And the Vagabonds,
no wins in 9 games. One last chance to get a win. This is incorrect, because I know the Wanderers have won one. They've beaten USRC Elite by about 100-something runs in start of the season, which is not on the system. So Wanderers have 2, USRC have 2. This last place goes down, unless they decide to add another team in. So Vagabonds are the ones who are on the chopping block. They'll need at least 2 wins in the next 3 games to try and stay up. Interesting to note the challenge for the final. Templars and PAC pulling ahead, but Tony Turners with just 2 losses, the dark horses here in running, and Scorpions not completely out of it, because they have a game in hand against PACC and against Tony Turners. So if they win those two, and if PAC drop their game against Templars, it could come down to the net run rate, although PACC's net run rate is really good. So Scorpions do need PACC to drop a couple. PAC just need to get now a couple of wins to lock their spot in. Templars seem locked in, and Tony Turners not out of it. So we've got 4 teams battling for that promotion, and probably just the Vagabonds facing relegation at the moment.
Okay, let's move on to the batting list. And at the top for Sunday Elite Division 1, it's Kinshit Shah with 392 at an average of 56. Tariq Nawaz from PAC, 355 at an average of 59. Anshuman Rath just played 3 innings, 354 at an average of 118. And Shiv Mathur, 10 innings, 350. So the top four all got 350 or more runs. He's averaging 50. What's the bowling ladder look like, Nitesh?
Fahad Hayat Muhammad's been really impressive this season. 17 wickets in 8 games for the Templar, top of the charts. Benny Paras Singh played for the Hong Kong Sixers. He's also looking really good. 16 wickets in 9 innings.
He's only months away from being eligible for Hong Kong as well.
How about Fahad Hayat? Is he close to eligibility as well?
I have no idea.
He's been in Hong Kong for a while.
I wasn't aware he was ineligible, but I know that Benny Paras Singh and
Sharia Khan
come up this year. I think Benny's first in June.
Jay Davidson there, number 3, and young Veer Mathur.
But before we go on to Veer, I just want to point out Jay Davidson. The Namibian Nightmares photo on Crick Heroes looks like he's 12. He was like in the under-12s Namibian side. I'm not sure how old that photo is. Maybe under-19s.
Under-19.
Certainly it was pre-beard and man bun.
Yes.
You might want to update that one, Jay. Anyway.
Veer Mathur. So both Shiv and Veer in the respective leaderboards. Veer with the ball, 14 wickets in 8 innings. Bowling really well, average of 19.57. So good stuff all around in Division 1.
And what are they combined, 32 years of age?
not even. Well, probably close to that, close to that.
My maths is pretty sound. All right, let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 2. We'll have a look at the points table first. At the top, Hong Kong Cricket Club Optimus, 5 games, 5 wins, undefeated on 10 points. On 8 points, 2 teams. First up, India Club Brahmas played 5, won 4, lost 1. As the same for the KCC Infidels. Then on, 6 points for the Diaspora Little Siwon Knights. They've won 3, lost 3. The Dragons won 1 and lost 6 from their 7. And the SLCC Lions are yet to get a win. And given that none of the games from Sunday Elite Division 2 have been a washout because they didn't start until like December, they've got no points.
Yeah, so all good there. I think that point table is pretty accurate. The optimists, favourites now to try and get into the finals, but the Brahmas and Infidels are the main chance. That's still a three-horse race there for the finals, chance of promotion in Division 1. And I think the Knights will be happy mid-table. Dragons will probably look to pick up one more win, and Lions are just happy to be taking part.
Yes, indeed. Let's have a look at the batting table for Div 2 on a Sunday. Sahal Malvankar, who's having a birthday or just had a birthday. We'll find out in the birthdays coming up. Three innings for 402 runs at an average of 402. You might win that table, I reckon. Anchor with four innings, 319 runs at an average of 79.75. Suleiman Nasimbat, 319 runs as well at an average of 63.8. And rounding out the top four, Vikash Vashwani from the KCC Infidels, 184 runs at 36.8.
Big gap there between third place and fourth place. So three batters really pulling ahead there. Bowling charts is again the optimist lead in the bowling charts. Saptarshi Mukherjee, aka Bitcoin, 13 wickets in 5 innings. He's bowled really well, has he? Samir Shahi for the Infidels, 10 wickets in 5 innings. Teddy Tong, also 10 wickets but 7 innings. And then Shahwais Khan of the Knights, 9 wickets in 5 innings. So all four teams represented there in the bowling charts.
Excellent news. Let's move on to what I'm going to guess is Saturday Division 1, because I chopped the top of the table off because there's so many teams, but I'm pretty sure it is Saturday Div 1. Yeah. Top of the table, Hong Kong Cricket Club Gap Ramblers played 8-1-7-1 washout for 15 points. Oof. They are miles in front miles of ahead. Second place Hong Kong Cricket Club Nomads, who have played 8-1-3, lost 2, had 3 washouts, 9 points. 3 teams, in fact, on 9 points. In third place, India Club Yodders, 1-4, lost 3. In fourth place, Craig and Gower Cricket Club, Jinsung, 4-4 with a washout on 9 points. So 2-8, 5-6, Lama Cricket Club and USRC Tigers in 7th with 7 points. It's the Diaspora Little Saiwan Sky Warriors on 6 points, KCC Tatas and USRC Lions on 5 points, the IRC Charlie Bear Saturday team and 2 teams on 4 points. This one, it hurts me to say, sitting in 11th, KCC Crusaders with just the one win. And they're only above SCC Lancers on run rate.
So this is really interesting because Ramblers are pretty much a lock now for the final with 15 points, 6 points clear with, I think, 3 games in hand. So they're good. It's the competition for the second finalist spot. It could be anyone from numbers 2 to 6 who could still get in there. We just need to get a winning streak. And Lama Cricket Club, still dark horse. They just lost their first game, but 4 wins in 5 games, plenty of games in hand. They may make a late charge for that title spot. The Nomads sticking up there, but they've had a few results, so it's going to be tough for them. Relegation, Crusaders and Lancers looking very likely, one win each. Charlie Bears just 2 wins in 8 games, so could still go either way. Tartars, Lions, 2 wins each in 7 games as well. It's plenty to play for in the final stretch here.
Let's talk about Lama Cricket Club. We've talked about them being very good and only having their first loss of the season. While teams at the top have played 8 or 9, yeah, they've only played 5.
It's very interesting.
And they're the only team that hasn't had a washout.
Yes.
So they're in the box seat to make the finals from there. They've got if their run is good and they can keep the wins going, they could quite easily jump up in front of everybody. So not so much a dark horse anymore. They've come out of the light. Yep. Let's have a look at some tables, shall we? Starting with the batting, Jack Meadows with 329 leading for Gap Ramblers with an average of 82.25. Akash Yadav, who was player of the match in the KCC Morning League Grade 1 game yesterday, that would be a Wednesday, scoring 227 runs for the IC Yodders at 56.7. The cheat code, Sahal Malvankar. He can't play anymore, can he?
Yeah, I just want to see how long it takes till he gets knocked off this chart, because he can't play anymore, but he's still got 223 runs at an average of 223.
I don't think that average is going to get beaten. The amount of runs might do, because Anton Bundon's not far behind and 207 off 8 innings, but his average is only 29.57. Elliot Andrews from Jinsung, 191 runs at 47.75. And Pranav from the Sky Warriors, 181 off 36.2. The bowling for Div 1, Nitesh.
Harry Hodgson has been really good this season with bat and ball, and he's doing the job with the ball. They've listed him as CC Jinsung, but I think he's played across a few teams. 16 wickets in 9 innings. Nihaz Ali always there and thereabouts, 15 wickets in 5 games. A ridiculous average of 7.6. Mohammad Yassin for Charlie Bears, 14 wickets in 7. He's been really good for a team that's facing relegation. Abdul Arslan as well for Charlie Bears, 14 wickets in 7 as well. Almost identical averages for the two of them. And then Tom Booth of Lama Cricket Club, a player to keep an eye on. 12 wickets in 5 games, average of 8.58, economy 3.43.
Let's move on to Saturday Div 2 table. Another big one with 12 teams playing at the top. Hong Kong Cricket Club Witherers undefeated from their 7 games and 14 points. Then 3 teams on 12 points, but they played more games. Laguna Gully in second, 6 wins, 3 losses. Pat Championship, 6 wins, 2 losses from their 8. Punjab Lions exactly the same, just back a little bit on net run rate. 2 teams on 9 points, HKU Cricket Club and Diaskwa Little Saiwan Strikers on 8 points, just behind their teammates. Diaskwa Little Saiwan Thunder. Then 3 teams on 7. Centaurs, Kaitak and India Club All-Stars. And down the bottom in 11th, Hung Si on 3. And the Saracens with just the 1 win as well on 2.
Yeah, whether it's a lock here to make the finals, probably is guaranteed. 14 wins with plenty of games in hand. 4 games in hand. Laguna, PSA, Punjab. That's the fight here now for the second finalist, all on 12 points. It must be said Laguna have played 1 game more than PACC and Punjab. So PACC and Punjab still hold the edge a little bit. The net run rate just divides them there. And the rest of the table is just, you know, it's been a good season when everyone's got at least 1 win. As had the Saracens at least got 1 win. So not bad. Plenty of exciting cricket to play. But that competition there between Laguna, PACC, Punjab, that's what we're going to keep an eye on in Div 2.
Let's have a look at some batting and bowling tables from Saturday Div 2. And at the top, from Hong Kong Cricket Club Witherers, me old mate Siegfried Wide, 406 runs at an average of 58 from 7 innings. Hafiz Khan just behind him on 400 runs from 8 innings at an average of 80. Samay Sayal from the India Club All-Stars, 7 innings, 302 for 43.14 average. Vivek Shah from Laguna Gully, 266 at an average of 53. Amit Nawar, 247. Average of 35.29. And Lloydie, me old mate Andrew Lloyd, 203 runs at an average of 115 from 3 innings.
3 innings. He may play more. That's an interesting party for the Witherers. If Andrew Lloyd can show up, especially for a final, that could really be a big difference. Bowling charts, Hafiz Khan, not happy, being the second leading run scorer, also the leading wicket taker in Division 2. 16 wickets in 8 games with a leg spin for PSA Championship and an average under 10. The Bumrah.
Hong Kong's Bumrah.
Sachin Kumar Mittal has had a couple of shocking games, but still there, 16 wickets in 7 matches. Still there, thereabouts. Venkatesh Bhimini, 15 wickets in 7 for Laguna Gully, bowling his quick arm, medium pace. Average of 7.67, well done. Ahmed Nahwar has also scored runs and taken wickets, 15 wickets in 8 innings for the strikers. He's been a key part of their team. Jaya Ramesh Chalukya, our good friend, is up there in the wicket-taking charts for HKU, 15 wickets in 8 innings. As is Tehran Ranasinghe, 15 wickets in 8 innings. It's a good little internal club battle between the two of them to see who will finish on top for HKU.
6 players on the bowling table, all 1 wicket apart.
1 wicket apart.
16, 2 at the top, and then 4 on 15. That's a tight table in Saturday Division 2.
That is a good race.
Well, that's all for outs and ins this week. Lots to be we were covering, having to look back and all the tables. So good luck to everyone. And we're going to check out who's playing this weekend very shortly in Ins and Outs.
Ins and Outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yep, let's have a look at what's coming up this weekend. And, of course, we've mentioned how the Cricket Hong Kong China Plenty is on. We're going to start there, Nitesh, and we're going to start right here at Kowloon Cricket Club. I'll be broadcasting both these games. Let's start with the women's game, which is on first at 10 a.m. KCC Women's Premier up against Lantau Cricket Club Women's Premier, who I have now been informed are allowed to take India Club players.
Oof, I shouldn't have told you that.
Well, I was broadcasting with Myra, so she would have told me anyway because we were talking about... Anyway, let's go on. We've already got the tips in for Tammy. We're not doing women's cricket wrap this week, unfortunately. Tammy unavailable while we're recording. So she's given us her tips for this game. What do you think?
I think she's wrong. I think she's picked KCC.
Yes, correct.
I'm going Lantau.
Now, it's going to be tough because we've heard that Alishpa's in there. She's probably going to be captain. Myra Baloch will be playing.
Vansi Chaudhary, I believe her last name. She's playing.
Up against Maureen Hedder. Well, all 3 Hedders probably. And Yazdaz. I'm going to give KCC Women's the benefit of the doubt at home to start with. And you're going to go with Lantau.
Yeah, because I think Lantau will pull players out from, like I said, you said India Club. They might get a few USRC girls in as well. So they'll be stronger than they are in the club games. KCC, it depends now. If they can get Keenu out of retirement, if they can get Connie, Godiva, a few of these women showing up, Jen Dearman, they're a very strong team. But if they're playing the same team they play in the T20s, I think they'll be lacking a bit of experience, and Lantau will have the depth.
Yep, you could be well right. Now, these games are all broadcast on Cricket Hong Kong China. YouTube will be live from 9:30 at the toss for that game. Well, I will be, because I'll be out in the middle. Then at 2 p.m., it will be the first plenty men's game. USRC Premier coming across. It's the Jordan Derby.
The Jordan Derby, yes.
Against KCC Premier. What have you got for me, Nitesh?
KCC. I don't think USRC have beaten KCC in a Prem game yet. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's held firm so far. And I think KCC are going
to
get it.
They'd certainly like to.
As
their Sunday Division 1 teams are showing, lacking a bit of strength, even you combine the Vagabonds with USRC Elite.
And they've been more hollow this year because they've lost Imran Arif. I don't think he's playing Premier for USRC anymore.
No.
They're not going to pull up India club players. So they're a little bit thinner as well than they've been in previous years. So
yeah, but they've got Shahid, they've got Benny.
Akbar.
Wakas. It's certainly a very good side. If they all turn up, they've got a chance, but it's a very strong KCC side as well. Right, let's move on to the other one. This one will be at Mission Road and start with the women's at 9:30 a.m. Diaskwadil Saiwan Women Premier up against the Craigengower Cricket Club Women.
Ooh, this is very tough. So I think Tammy's picked Little Saiwan because she knows they can bring in players from other clubs if they want to.
Yeah.
CCC will have to stick to their two teams. I still think CCC have got enough depth in that because Little Saiwan do rely quite heavily on Shenzhen, Mariam, Ikra. They've got the two core sisters. They've got a few other girls there who are decent. But CCC from 1 to 11 will have good players, and they, I think, generally have done well head-to-head. CCC were basically unbeaten in the last year's Women's Premier League T20. They tied with HKCC and then the final was rained out. So I think CCC are a very good team.
Never will I pick against Craigengower Cricket Club Women's Premier. So that's my tip as well. In the afternoon, this is going to be a good one. Diaskwa Little Saiwan D-Lit up against the Pakistan Association Cricket Club Premier.
This will actually be very good because T20 narrows the gap down. I mean, these two clubs play, it's fireworks. Anything can happen. I still think PACC should have enough quality in that team. You've got Yasim, Zeeshan, Nazrullah, Tanvir Afzal. You've got Hafiz. You've got Haseeb, perhaps. There's a lot of good players in that team. It's got more good players. Zamfir, Haroon. It's a very deep team for PACC. I think they should win this, but it'll be good. It'll be good.
Well, you know my love of Pakistan Association Cricket Club.
Yep.
Goes way back. Bodders has always mentioned it. I'm picking Diaskwa Little
Saiwan. Oof. On what basis?
Nazrullah's still going to have a hamstring injury, surely. So I'm not 100% sure he's going to bowl. Positive that I just saw Zeeshan Ali on a plane going to Pakistan.
Oh, really?
On his Instagram story. So there's some inside information you didn't have. So we'll go.
And I have him on Instagram. I just haven't looked at the story lately.
Well, he said the little icons, the little emojis had a Hong Kong flag, a plane flag, him sitting on inside a plane, and a Pakistan flag. So I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Zeeshan's that way.
So you think PSC is going to be missing a couple?
I want to see what Little Saiwan can do. I mean, they've got Heather Ali as well, right?
They'll have Heather Ali, they'll have Sharia, they'll have Ehsan Khan. They'll probably have Asad Rashid if he's fit. I don't think he played in the Tony Turner's game, not sure. I don't think Munir Dar will play in Premier. I think he just plays Sunday only. So they're gonna miss Munir Dar. Who else have they got there?
Did you mention Ehsan?
I mentioned Ehsan.
Okay, yeah.
I mentioned Ehsan.
But this is Captain. The team on the rise. We've seen what they're doing in Sunday. I mean, they should have been relegated. We've been over that. We're not going to go over it again. We will go over it again. but are now sitting mid-table and on a charge. I mean, it's a good side.
But I feel that Sunday side is stronger than the Prem side because they do have Munir Dar in that Sunday side. And they often, you know, they have a lot of depth in Ehsan Khan's touring because he's the only one national player to lose during Sunday games. And Prem game, going against sides who have all the national players and without Munir Dar, I mean, it'll be a good game.
It will be a very good game, and it will be the first and last time I pick Diaskwa Little Saiwan in the plenty if they go down to my pack. We've got lots of games of difference already, and we haven't even got into the normal Saturday-Sunday div stuff. Speaking of which, Sunday Elite Division 2 will be on at Hong Kong Cricket Club on Sunday the 23rd. Hong Kong Optimist up against the Cricket Hong Kong Dragons.
Yeah, that's easily the Optimist. The cheat code's playing. He's down there. He's going to get more runs. Thomas Miles is coming off 2 for 2 and 2 overs. He may get a game. The Opties are very strong. They're a team on the charge. I think Dragons.
Yeah, they've been unlucky, the Dragons, that HKCC have the first week bye in the plenty, which means Sahal is available. Saturday Championship Div 1 starting at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. The USRC Derby.
That's going to be a good
Lions
game.
Versus the Tigers.
Tell you what.
You keep talking while I scroll back up and have a look at the Saturday tables. I know how terrible I am at Saturday.
I think the Lions are supposed to be the stronger team because Tigers had to move up from Div 2.
Yeah, you've said this before.
But the Tigers just beat Lama. So the Tigers are coming together well. Our good friend Zaman's in the Tigers. He's going to be up for it. I'm going to go with the Lions, just pedigree, experience. But I won't be surprised if it goes the Tigers' way.
I'm going with the Lama Beaters.
There we go, another point of difference.
Absolutely. Also on Saturday at Hong Kong Cricket Club, and the Asqua Little Saiwan Sky Warriors up against the Gap Ramblers.
Go the Gap Ramblers, on the charge.
I got a message from one Sky Warrior. He said he reckons he's taken down the Gappies.
Oof.
Yeah, he's called it.
He's called it.
And what division are we in?
Division 1.
Division 1. Let me scroll back up.
The Cap Ramblers are on top by 15 points. We just went over this. They're miles away.
I know, but there's a lot of tables and there's a lot of teams. There's 24 teams in Saturday.
One of them is miles away on top. Well, actually two, Withers and Cap Ramblers.
Exactly. So, shush. yes. Chico, love you. But I'm picking the Gap Ramblers in this one. What else have we got? What's next? Lama Cricket Club up against the Tartars.
That's going to be a good game. There's always a good game when Lama comes up here at KCC. It's at KCC, right?
It is at KCC.
It's very fiery up here when Lama up here at KCC.
We'll be broadcast live on KCC YouTube.
The Lama fan club's going to be cheering it. I'm going to go for Lama, Lama, Lama. Love my Lama. Are you going to go for Tartars?
I am not. I'm going to go for Lama.
There we go.
Because they're angry. I don't pick them. They get really angry.
Tartars
are nice people. I don't get upset that I didn't pick them. But Lama, they'll come around with pitchforks. Saturday Championship Div 1 at PKVR. It is the Yotters up against the Lancers.
I think this is on a Sunday, if the app is to be believed.
The app is not to be believed.
Because it's saying 4:35 a.m.
Yeah, that's an early start, even for PKVR. You're not allowed into the ground until 7. So I cannot believe that it's on Sunday the 23rd. Somebody has put that in the system a bit wrong. I'm pretty sure it's on Saturday. Find out if one team turns up and one doesn't. The teams have to know, right? Okay, the team's looking at the app. So the Yotters are up against the Lancers sometime between midnight Friday night and midnight going into Monday.
Somewhere there on the
weekend. And what do we think?
It's PKVR Park.
Mm.
I think that helps the Lancers a bit, but not enough. I think Yotters have got this.
Let me think.
Because the Lancers have struggled batting on turf. Astro, they're more familiar with it. Bigger ground will suit them as well. But Yotters are just a very good team. Niaz Ali.
The Lancers are on the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking like this is going to be a close match.
No, it's not. This is the one ground where I think Lancers would play really well. But they're against a good team.
And still get thrashed.
Yes.
Righto. Both in for the Yotters. Hang on, have I done this one already? We've done Lions versus Tigers? We have, so I've doubled up. You told me that I didn't have that in the system. Saturday Championship Div 2.
Yes.
Let's start at Camden, which has been a massacre field for the India Club All-Stars of late. They're up against the Asqua Little Saiwan Thunder. Can Hong Kong's Bumrah get over the line against the Thunder?
Who are you going to pick? Are you backing Bumrah?
They have to come good at some point, but maybe
the best games are behind them. Maybe they've come good already, and now it's just returning back to normal.
Well, I'm going with you and saying that they were thrashed by 300, then they were thrashed by 186. They're on the mend. I'm giving them a chance. I'm going with my beloved IC All Stars. What do you got?
I'm going with Little Saiwan Thunder. They won the Little Saiwan Derby. They're better of the two Little Saiwan teams. A good lineup. And I think just the confidence is quite low in the IC camp right now. So,
well, I've just given them a boost because if you screamer, you're going in the never ever bin. Speaking of the never ever bin,
Oof. We've
got a bottom of the table clash here to finish us off in ins and outs. Saturday Championship Div 2, the KCC Saracens up against Craig and Gower Cricket Club Hung Si.
I've already told Malhar to his face, I'm picking Hung Si for this.
Who did?
Very, very rude of me after our team just beat his team by chasing 20 in the last over.
You beat his team in the KCC Morning League Grade 2 match this morning, and then you saw him post-game and told him you're not going to pick him in the Saturday Championship Div 2 game out of TD.
I like Maha a lot. He's a very nice guy.
Well, he has to be because you bully him. Yeah, I know you're going with Hung Si, but as I told Maha to his face, that I have faith in the KCC Saracens this week, and they are going to get their second win and draw away from Hung Seng on the bottom.
There we go.
I don't know how many games of difference we have. You could be in front. You're 9 behind to start this round, but you could well be in front afterwards. Massive rounds of cricket. The plenty, the Hong Kong plenty is on starting Sunday at both KCC and at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. They'll both be live on KCC YouTube will take our feed. Cricket Hong Kong China YouTube will take both games, or all four games. So tune in, come down to the grounds if you can. Otherwise, go check out all the other great action here in Hong Kong. That's ins and outs. Yep, there's the big bird. We're going to do some Sky Plaza Road. We're going to do a wash-up of the ICC Cricket World Cup Challenge League B Round 2, longest titled tournament I've ever had to commentate. We're just going to focus on Hong Kong, obviously, because that's what's important to the 8 for 52 podcast listeners. We'll run through each game. We'll give our opinion on how everything went. If you don't know what's happened, well, we'll get to that at the end. But first game up, it was a good game. It was the first game of the tournament. Singapore versus Hong Kong, China. Singapore batting first with Hong Kong winning the toss, sending Singapore in all out for 171 in the 47th and then chasing it down nicely in 37 overs, yep. Getting the first win by 7 wickets.
Yes, Singapore are dreadful. Anshirat 90 not out. Well done to him. Did anyone take wickets? Wickets shared. Nazrullah 3, Atiq 2, Ayush 2, Ehsan 2, Yasin 1. Yep, business as usual. Well done, Hong Kong.
Yeah, on to their second game. It was against Bahrain. Bahrain batting first. They were also bowled out by Hong Kong, China. 182 bowled out in the final over. 2 balls to spare. And again, massive runs. 165-run partnership between Martin Kutsia and Anshuman Rath in this game. And a century to Martin, no less. Chasing it down in just under 35. It was so cool because he was on 90 and yeah. They only needed 7 runs. Well, I can't even remember the exact equation. And Martin's just gone bang, 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 up on top. And gutsy century, not out, player of the match.
Brilliant. 3 for 17 in 10 overs, Ehsan Khan. Another 3-4 for Nazrullah, bowling well. All going well for Hong Kong at this point.
Yeah, fabulous. Then we were going to come up against Tanzania. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Uganda were going to play Italy. Mm-hmm. And like always, the rain gods mess up the Hong Kong parade. We would have got a nice net run rate boost against Tanzania. That's penciled in, guaranteed, even though Tanzania beat Singapore. Mm-hmm. That game, those two teams are far behind the top three. So we miss out on that.
And?
Uganda and Italy don't play.
Get a point.
They each get a point, but I think more importantly to what we're about to talk to, those two teams would have played out 100-over game. Mm-hmm. They are really good. So they would have been out there all day, the day before what happens next, and been a little bit tired.
Yes.
So we get to the next day after the washout. We wouldn't have been tired against Tanzania. Uganda would have been tired against Italy. They weren't. They were nice and fresh. They came out. We won the toss. We elected to bowl.
So this is Hong Kong's only game at KCC, if I understand correctly, during the leg. And I think they anticipated that, okay, with the small boundaries, easier to chase, but also a fresh deck, a seeming deck, overcast skies, rain in the air, bowl first, back ourselves to chase. The wicket was dry, uneven, spun. Uganda batted first. We both were broadcasting this game. I was the director. That was a lot of fun. They batted really well, Uganda, to their credit. Raghav Dhawan batted well. Alpesh Ramjani batted really well. Riaz Ali Shah batted really well.
They all batted well because they all got dropped.
That too. We dropped 4 catches.
Yeah, I know.
We dropped 4 catches.
As you mentioned, I was there.
7 wickets for the spinners. Yasim and Ehsan Khan, we probably needed a third spinner. We didn't really have one. Nizaka just bowled 2 balls.
And speaking of that, that's what I want to talk about as well, where games just change. I think Hong Kong were on top of Uganda. Yeah. When Nazrullah Rana was in his fourth over, he bowled 4 balls of his fourth over, then came in for the fifth, stopped, pulled up, grabbed the hamstring, went down. Yeah. From there on in, we went into the drinks break. Nazaka bowled 2 balls to finish off the over. Yeah. Nazrullah was off for an hour or so. The momentum changed. We lost ascendancy. Nasrullah, who's been taking 3 or 4 or 5 wickets every game, came back and he did bowl, but he was bowling at half the pace he normally could bowl at because he had a hamstring injury. And all the gods just went against us. Uganda getting 276. They were still bowled out. Uganda get bowled out more often than not, actually, throughout the tournament.
Yeah, they play aggressively. And 72 for 3, that was when I think Nasrullah went off. There was 3 down for not much. They're going about less than 4 and over. And then Raghav Dhawan and Alpesh Ramjani put that partnership together after he came off.
And Raghav Dhawan put down at mid-off.
Yeah.
I know Zeeshan put one. Yeah, but that only cost 2 runs. That drop of Raghav Dhawan cost about 50.
Yeah.
And then we go out to bat. We can't chase.
The ball was ragging. Alpesh Ramjani was unplayable at times. 4 for 18 in 9 overs.
I mean, there's the other wisdom of KCC. The sun's shining. It's going to dry out and it's going to start to turn.
And it turned a lot. We were out of this game within like 15 overs. We were 55 for 4 in 18, 56 for 5. We were 56 for 5 in 20 overs. The game was done. It was Zeeshan and Yasim who dug in deep and pulled us back there. Ehsan Khan had some nice shots at the end, but 200 all out. Yeah, we were nowhere close.
And another net run rate loss for Hong Kong China, which brought us to the last game, which was basically a final. It was the final game and a final because Hong Kong China had to win this. They were tied on points with Italy. They would have finished the tournament 3-1, as had Italy would have been. So we go out to bat.
Mission Road.
Italy won the toss. They put us into bat.
Yep. Martin out early. Wickets kept falling. It was actually
we were 50 for 1, right?
50 for 1 is still okay. Barber and Anshi going well. So when Barber fell out, the collapse happened. Gareth Bird, Jasprit Singh, Madsen, everyone just taking wickets. And
but those
top score 37.
Jasprit got a 4-for, but yeah. Madsen and the other spinner.
Krishan.
They were getting wickets. The deck wasn't turning.
Yeah.
Cross bat, LBW, straight through. This beautiful bowling. Don't take it away from Italy because they did great bowling Hong Kong China out in 36 for 146. But that's not defensible.
No. You got a wicket second ball.
You cannot defend 146.
We got a wicket second ball.
We did. I wonder if I'd like to talk to somebody about whether there was a report after that, because it got very fiery after that second ball.
Yeah, and what I heard was Italy players have good chat and really got under the skin of our players as soon as that second wicket fell. Anthony Mosca and Marcus Campompiano.
Yep, the captain.
They're very comfortable giving chat back to our guys. And
would they possibly be Australian?
Yeah, I mean, they're all Australian. How many of the guys speak Italian? Then again, how many of our guys speak Cantonese?
Come on. Mosca and Campompiano are very Italian names. I'm sure their nonnas all speak Italian. But yeah, I mean, that's part of the game. You've got to get used to it. Unless they're being abusive or racist or sexist.
No, they just have good chat. They're great cricketers from Australia. They know how to play the game in high-pressure situations.
And it worked.
Put pressure back on us. Never any doubt. We got 2 wickets, right? We got Justin and Anthony, both brothers, out within 4 overs.
Yep.
But then, yeah, Campiano, Wayne Madsen, who's he's a county pro. He's just levels beyond anyone we have in Hong Kong. He's still playing county cricket. He's a good player, Wayne Madsen.
Yeah. You know, Wayne Madsen, county cricketer, man of the match against Hong Kong. Yep. Also former South African hockey player.
No way.
In the Olympics.
Really?
I do believe so.
One is cricket for profile now, just saying, oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Represented as an international hockey player.
Ridiculous. He bowls, he bats, he plays hockey. I mean,
nothing's going to
fail. He's just a sporting god.
He's got like 16,000 first class runs and an average of about 40. So
and I'll be honest, while Campompiano and Mosca are very Italian names, Madsen's not the most Italian name I've come across. But anyway, that's who he's playing for. That's what his passport says. So big win for Italy. So Italy go way ahead of Hong Kong, China after the round 2. Basically, it's gone, the one-day dream for Hong Kong, China this round.
Let's look at the table, right? Uganda, 8 wins in 10 matches, no losses, 2 no results. They've pulled ahead. They're number 1, 18 points.
Yep.
With another 5 games to come, it's hard to see them mess that up.
Yep.
Unless something drastic happens. Italy, 7 wins, 1 loss to Uganda, 16 points. Again, very good. Hong Kong, 12 points in 10 games, 3 losses, 5 wins. Now, the way we close the gap and finish second in this is if Italy drop 2 and we remain unbeaten, So we need to go into the next round, win all five. That takes us to 22 points. If Italy only win three, and they will with Bahrain, Tanzania, Singapore clearly being a level below, both of us will be on 22 points. What actually suits us then is Italy somehow dropping one more game or having a washout to get 21.
But our net run rate sucks.
Well, that's what we need. Italy not just to only...
We can't tie with Italy in the next tournament.
That's what they need. They need to have a one washout and two losses.
Yeah.
They basically need to be 1 point below us and then...
So we beat them, yeah. Uganda beats them, and they get a washout against Tanzania or Singapore.
Yes.
I mean, that's a problem when you've got to have to put your entire faith in the fact that it might rain.
Yes.
And we don't even know where it's going to be, but I believe...
Apparently Tanzania?
Tanzania is the hotbed. I mean, Singapore could host.
Singapore Cricket Board is not in good relationship with the actual grounds in Singapore.
That makes it tough, so it's probably going to be Tanzania. God knows when, but... sometime between now and the end of 2026. This is all leading up to the 2027 Cricket World Cup for the one-day format, which means if we don't qualify for this one, we don't even get a chance to try and play against the League A teams until, you know, the sum's about 2031.
Yeah.
So
this is where it gets interesting. So, okay, just on this tournament itself, clearly Uganda and Italy are levels above. I mean, Uganda have, like Alpesh Amjani, for example, played school cricket with Surya Kumar Yadav, Shreyas Iyer. They've got a couple other players like that who've moved to Uganda for cricket.
Raghav Dhawan's brothers, Rishi Dhawan, who plays IPL.
Like the ICC funding, the dollar, goes a lot further in Uganda than it does in Hong Kong, which gives them the opportunity to bring more players in. I think also visa laws are different. I don't think Hong Kong can actually fly in someone to be a professional player, whereas Uganda probably can.
Italy's done as well.
Italy's found passport holders, heritage players who've grown up in Australia, England. So both these associates, to the credit, have built very strong teams by ways that probably are not open to Hong Kong. We will not find as many players with heritage, and we can't afford to or can't legally fly players in to become professional cricketers. So we have to look past that and go, they've just got built really, really good teams. What do we do with the next Challenge League leg? Do we use that for development, or do we try and win the five games of five and hope for the best?
Well, it depends on when it is. If it's a year and a half from now, if it's like November 2026, mm-hmm. half our players are going to be in their mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. That would be the opportune time. I mean, there was going to be 18 months or 12 months of cricket between now and then anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think?
It's very tough.
Any time I say anything, somebody somewhere yells at me in the setup. But
it's very tough because you've also got Simon coming out in the media recently talking about, you know, well, we had all the preparation, we've had everything we needed, we still couldn't get the results. So if you do take that line of like, well, we're putting our best foot forward, we're just not good enough against these teams at the moment, then maybe the view has to be, let's rebuild. Let's look at youngsters. Let's bring in a new generation in and use that next round of Challenge League to get them valuable experience so that the next time a World Cup qualification tournament comes around, we have a slightly more experienced seasoned team and give it one more crack. These tournaments will keep coming and coming. Long-term views are different.
I can't argue with anything that you've just said because we're out of the World Cup T20.
Yeah.
We're out of the World Cup one days. We don't play tests.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to do something. Either, like you said, either we find people that can fly in, we find people that got passports that are sitting around not doing very much, Mark Chapman. otherwise, yeah, we've got to do what we did 10 years ago when we had young Nazakets and young Bubbers and young... Ansh was even younger than that at the time.
Ezaz, Wakas, there's a whole generation of players who...
Yeah, there was a decade ago and at the peak of Hong Kong cricket, basically, you could say, where we're making it to the Asian Cup finals and getting into the T20s. So, yeah, it's a decision that the board and the team are going to have to make, I suppose.
And then the other thing then you think about 15 years down the line, because you see what Italy, Uganda and other associates around the world do. They've found different ways to build their cricket up. Places like Malaysia, for example, invest heavily in grassroots, get a lot of kids picking up a bat and a ball to build their local talent pool because they can't pull in from overseas as easily. From our point of view as Hong Kong, if we can't really pull in from overseas that easily, we really need to start changing our focus towards more schools playing cricket, more grassroots, and think, you know, if we find an 80-year-old today who's got talent, it's going to take him 15 years to get to the Hong Kong team. How do we build a grassroots system over 15 years to build that player through and come up into the national team with... You're just locally producing our own players. That's the way we have to go.
Something about. I need to touch on as well. So Italy was the oldest team in the ICC. We know that. Yeah. They've got a few youngsters, but most of them are 30-plus and two of them 40-plus. Obviously, yeah. Gareth Bergs, 44.
Wayne Madsen, 41.
But still performing at that peak. Uganda, the other end, they were the younger of the top three sides. We're in the middle of age groups. They have six players. I mean, we're talking frontline players, not fringe players, that are between the ages of 21 and 26. The captain's 26. Mm-hmm. Their opening bowler's 21. Mm-hmm. Their opening batter's 24. Their wicketkeeper's 24. And their number four batsman is 26. So, actually, I did make a good point there, but one of those is now 27. Happy birthday, Riazat Ali Shah, the captain of Uganda, who is celebrating his 27th birthday today, Thursday, February 20th. But my point stands. So they're core players. Cosmas Chewuda, who was my favourite bowler of the entire tournament.
Really good.
They're backed up with the ones that they've got in, the likes of Nakrani, Ramjani, Shridip Mangala, Raghav Dhawan. So they've got that mix.
Yeah.
Whereas we've got ours sort of centred around the 30 to 35-year-olds. Yeah. Italy's gone with the 30s to 44-year-olds.
I mean, Italy's just another... Because these guys are retired pros. Italy guys are like just play a much higher level cricket throughout their lives. So they're another standard. They can be older. I think Uganda's got the right idea, but they're associate cricketers, but they're younger, fitter.
Personally, I think that mix that Uganda's got is why they're on top and they're going to be on top for a number of years to come.
True. Yeah.
Well, that's it. We've done our wash up and we'll get the... I'll wait patiently for the WhatsApp messages to come through yelling at me. That's Sky Plaza Road.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Challenge League time. We've got a lot of games to go through. We'll try to go through them very quickly, especially games we didn't pick. The current tally, for those interested, Nitesh 36, Aaron 33. And of course, Aaron went and copied all my picks for the last round, so nothing will change there. There'll be a 3-point lead regardless. Okay, first up, Division 1 results. Caribbeans versus PACC Golden Stars. We both picked PACC to win that. We both were correct. Caribbeans bowled out for 110 out of GDB. 4 wickets for Muhammad Tayyab Ali. And the Golden Stars chased it with 4 wickets in hand in 13.2 overs. Dominant win there for the Golden Stars. The Caribbeans were in action again, this time against Gladiators. After picking against them, we then picked the Caribbeans to beat the Gladiators, and we were once again correct. The Caribbeans scored 147 for 7 in 20 overs at GDB just a few days after their loss to PACC. Well, actually a week after their loss to PACC. So clearly learning from their mistakes. Gladiators only managing 132 for 7 in their 20 overs. Nothing really outstanding performances. A lot of 30s and 20s and a 3-wicket haul for somebody. Not worth mentioning. Okay, moving on. The games we did not pick in Division 1. We had the Ching Yi Smashers versus the IRC Charlie Bears. It's been a tough season for former title contenders Ching Yi Smashers. They got 120 for 8 in 20 overs after being sent in to bat. And the Charlie Bears hunted it down with 6 wickets and 5 overs to spare.
I tipped the Charlie Bears.
We don't have a tip here.
No, I'm tipping now. Go on.
Okay, so it was 4 wickets for Majid Khan for the Charlie Bears. It set them up there for victory. So well done to him and well done to the Charlie Bears. And finally, in Division 1, Asians United versus Master Blasters, also out of GDB on 9th Feb. Asians United bowled out for 143 with one ball left. The Master Blasters got there with just 3 wickets and 3 balls remaining. A thrilling game there. The standout performance being Niranjan Naik taking 4 for 35 in his 4 overs. There were a lot of good performances all around, but that was the main one. We can now look at the points table in Division 1, and it's been very, very competitive. And SEC still clear on top, 5 wins in 6 games, looking good to make another final. IRC Charlie Bears in 9 points in 6 games, and Golden Stars 8 points in 6 games are right behind. They're fighting there for the second spot in the final. Mid-table, we see 5 teams on 6 points. Asians United, Strikers, Ching Yi Smashers, Caribbeans, and Master Blasters, all on 6 points each of 6 or 7 games. The bottom of the table is interesting. The CSR HK Frontiers, having just promoted to Division 1, are now only 1 win from 6 matches. The Gladiators, only 1 win in 7 matches. So both teams facing the bottom of the table there and need to turn things around quickly if they're not going to relegate. On to Division 2. Serendip Tridents USRC Avengers on 2nd Feb. We both picked the Avengers. We both got this wrong. The Serendip Tridents, able to get a team out. Only got 114 for 7 in 17 overs. I think it was a rain curtailed game, hence 17 overs each innings. Not a big score by any means, but USRC Avengers only managing 100 for 8 in reply. I think they were playing at GDB, the pitch probably a bit slippery, a bit wet, favouring the bowlers. The Tritons holding their nerve to win by 14 runs. Waseem, 3 for 21 and 4 overs at Triton. And Zubair Khan, I think he might be the guy who got the 7 for. 2 for 11 in 3 overs.
Now, Tesh, yes, how sir? Many more games do we have to go through before we get to the games that are coming up?
Quite a few.
Okay, you do that. I've got to go grab a laptop. I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
All right, I'm doing the sans Bushy. All right, on to the next game. And I'm surprised Bushy's not staying on for this one because the team got bowled out for 28. Team got bowled out for 28. Bushy, surprised hearing that as he runs off to get his laptop. There was the Challenge League Division 2 game between HKUSD at Indians United CC on 2nd Feb at GDB as well. We both picked the Indians United. We did not expect HKUC Challenge League to be bowled out for 28, and they were not short of players. It's 28 for 10 all out for actually getting 28. Jagraj Singh for Indians United taking 4 for 1 in 3 overs of 2 maidens, and Ankit Joshi taking 4 for 12 in 3.5 overs. It only took 12 overs to bowl them out. It only took 3 overs to chase it down. Indians United belting the 31 runs in just 16 balls, 17 no-mans after 13 Vivek Arun. Big wins for the Indians United, and another pick right for the two of us. Next game in Division 2 that we did not pick, IC Panthers, Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District team. This game was an absolute thriller. The Panthers out of Camp Thin scored 177 for 7 in their 20 overs. Duck Sheth hitting 50 of 34, and Arohan Chugani 30 of 28. In reply, Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District team 173 in their 20 overs, falling short by just 4 runs. An absolute thriller there. Kashif Shams playing for Yao Tsin Mong District. I'm not sure Kashif Shams can play Challenge League. Doesn't he play Sunday League? Maybe he's retired. He's down there for Yao Tsin Mong Cricket District team. Hit 40 of 25.
What a game. All those games.
Great game.
Fabulous.
And then
I'm back.
IC Panthers, Priyank Gala, 3 for 19. The key bowler there for them in their thrilling 4-run victory out at Kam Tin. And then in a couple of more games in Division 2, we got the Serendip Tritons against USRC Markhors. The Markhors have had a horrid season, and it continued as the Serendip Tritons smashed them by 23 runs, 186 for 7 for the Tritons in their 20 overs. Markhors only managing 163. In reply, Atiq Ur-Rahman took 4 for 25 for the Markhors. Zuhaib scored 38 for the Tritons. And a couple of wickets shared. No real outstanding performances in that game. Just a better team performance from the Tritons. And finally in Division 2, Indians United was in Madras CC. Indians United high off bowling Challenge League, HKUST Challenge League out for 28. Came in and back to reality for them. 115 for 8 in their 20 overs. And Madras CC chased it down for the loss of just one wicket. It was 41 for Mustaq, 35 for Ajmal. Knocked down the target with plenty of time to spare. The best bowler for Madras was Abdullah Tayyab with 3 for 27. But plenty of wickets all around. Points table, Division 2. IC Panthers, after a thrilling win, are still atop of the table on 8 points with a superior net run rate. USRC Avengers also 8 points in 6 games, just behind on net run rate. Both those teams in good position to qualify for the final, but it's quite a logjam through the middle. Basically, every team except the bottom two has 6 points. So this is really anyone's tournament at the moment, Challenge League Division 2. Just 2 points separates first place and 8th place. So anything can happen here. The only two teams notable at the bottom, very likely to relegate, are USRC Markhors, the GOAT, who just won today's morning league game and doing well there, but just can't seem to get it clicking on the Challenge League. 6 losses in 6 games. And HKUSD have only played 3 games, one of which they were bowled out for 28. And I've lost all 3. So not too late for HKUSD to turn it around. I don't know when the rest of the games are coming up or if this points table is accurate or not. But plenty of to play for in Division 2. All these games are going to be really high stakes. On to Division 3. Island Rangers versus HKC Yanwo. Island Rangers batting versus GDB on 26 Jan. Hit 252 for 6 in 20 overs. A massive, massive score. Pankaj Thakur and Swapnil both scoring 50s. Pankaj taking only 17 balls for his. Well played to him. And there was 44 Andrew Curran for Island Rangers as well. Yanwo, when the rain came in, were 52 for 1 and 7. So they were going all right. And they fell short because the rain came, called the game off, and they were 30 runs behind on DLS. But they put up a fight there, Yanwo, with the bat. Unfortunately, not to be for them. Another loss for them. Another good win for the Island Rangers. We both picked Island Rangers. We both got that right. 4 out of 5 for us. Good week for picking for us. Helps when you copy my picks.
Oh, dial it down. I wouldn't be this far behind if I was
next copying. Game. Bora Blasters, Lama Vikings. I think we both would have picked Lama Vikings for this, and luckily we didn't pick on this game because Bora Blasters pulled off the upset. 205 for 3 in 20 overs down at GDB, and Lama Vikings 188 for 8 in reply. TJ, Tisar Jayasuriya for Lama Vikings hitting 55 for 34, but the Bora Blaster Bachelors are the ones who stole the show. Jay Simon Narasimhan and Matthew Adams both scoring 50s for the Bora Blasters. And then Tahir Rangwala taking 2 for 34 as they pulled off a narrow 17-run win, but well done to the Bora Blasters. Big victory there for them. HKU students had two games during this time off, and they won both of them. So they've looked really, really good, HKU students, this season. The first was down at HKFA TKO against the Lantau CC Sluggers. They scored 238 for 4 out of Chinkwano. Really good effort there. 53 for Abdul Rahman, 52 for Yash Chauhan. Lantau Sluggers bowled out for 200 in reply. Abdul Sharjeel Ahmed hitting 59. And not a day for the bowlers, just plenty of batting milestones there. But a good win for HKU. They followed that up the following week by beating the HKU Belchers, an HKU CC Challenge League derby down there in Division 3. They beat the HKU Belchers by 6 wickets. The HKU Belchers getting 137 for 8 in their 20 overs. Anchwal Jawal, 42-28, the top score for them. HKU students chasing it down with plenty of time and wickets to spare. Ryan Mateen Qureshi hitting 54. Made his Saturday debut the day before this. So he had a good weekend there, Ryan Mateen. And Sahersh Kitcha hitting 33 as well. So that rounds up Division 3. Looking at the points table, HKU students pulling ahead in first place. 5 wins in 5 games have looked really, really good. Lama Vikings still in second despite the loss. 8 points in 6 games. Plenty of teams on 3 wins each. Island Rangers, Bora Blasters, Lantau Sluggers and Little Simon Rising Stars, who have only played 4 games, so could still be in a good position to qualify for the final. And the bottom 4, Kaelin, Belchers, Pioneers and Yanwo, doing their best. 3 of them have got wins. Yanwo yet to get a win. Current tally on tips, 36-33. Upcoming matches. Are you ready, Bushy?
No. Go on. I'm never ready. You know what it's like, but carry on.
So the first game up is CSRHK Frontiers versus the PACC Golden Stars in Division 1. This Sunday at GDB, we've got 3 games at GDB this Sunday. So the first one is that one, Frontiers Golden Stars, Division 1. I'm going for the Golden Stars because Frontiers are facing relegation and struggling here in Division 1. Who have you got, Bushy?
Well, I've heard that CSRHK Frontiers are struggling this year and facing some relegation issues. So I will go with PACC.
Safe pick. We both picked PACC there. Next up, HKUST Challenge League versus Nepal Rhinos. Challenge HKUST, their last game, they were bowled out for 28. Hard to pick them after that, so I'm going to go for the Nepal Rhinos.
This is not me following you. You know I always pick the Nepal Rhinos.
And finally, Yaut Simmong Cricket
don't,
District
Don't mention
team.
It. I'm not even going to look at your tips because you've given me your tips, but I'm not going to look. Right. It's Lama versus Yaut Simmong. Yaut Simmong always do me in. Either I pick them and they lose or I don't pick them and they win. But I'm on the Lama train this year. This season I'm on the Lama train. So I'm going with Lama. What have you picked? Lama.
So we've got the exactly same pick. So my lead will remain at 3 points, three-point lead, regardless of what happens this weekend. But it'll be exciting. Three good games of cricket. I think the Lama-Yautsen game will be very, very interesting. Actually, the other two could be a bit one-sided, but that's the game to watch. Lama versus Yautsen on cricket district team.
Right. You done?
I'm done.
Okay. That's it for Challenge Week League this week.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Botter's favourite time of the podcast, it's birthdays, and we've got lots to get through. We have to back up a long, long way, a bit like that Challenge League section, to get all these birthdays in. We're going back to February 8th to start with, and Hong Kong, China's number one analyst, possibly the only analyst, but the number one as well, Chris Wilson Pickett, had a birthday turning 57 on February 8th.
Happy birthday, Wilson. On the 9th of February, it is from HKCC's Premier League team. He's currently overseas, none other than Aryan Chandiramani.
The Iceman. Happy birthday, Iceman.
He turned 19, just 19 years old.
That sounds about right.
That sounds right, yeah.
Well, speaking of youngsters and teammates at HKCC and teammates in the Cricket Hong Kong China under-19s set up, Danny Mapp had a 17th birthday on February 12th.
Happy birthday, Danny. He's been bowling really well this season. over at Pakistan Association Club, also a premier player, slightly older, 31 years old, Sunny Majinder Singh. Happy birthday, Sunny.
Happy birthday, Sunny. Celebrating a similar age of birthday on the 16th from Cricket Hong Kong China women's team, Shanzeen Shazad.
Happy birthday, Shanzeen. And just one day later, Waqas Barkat, KCC head coach. Happy birthday, Waqas, turning 35 years young. Oh, plenty of years
head coach of the KCC team, Waqas Barkat. Yeah, you said that just a day later. I put this list together for our podcast on the 18th, which was a bit awkward because then I had to message Waqas to wish him happy birthday and then grovel about missing it by a day.
I didn't realize his birthday either. I'm disappointed I didn't wish him too. I should text him.
Well, you're worse than me then because I wished him happy birthday on the 18th. Bilal Akhtar from Diaspora Little Saiwan having a 22nd birthday on the 19th, which was yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bilal. Good leg spinner. We haven't seen much of him this season. Hope he's doing well and we'll see him back on the field sometime soon. On the 20th of Feb, KCC Under-19s, and I think he's playing Infidels this season, if I remember correctly.
I think he's playing whatever they need him to be playing because he's back in the side.
Wicketkeeper Will Walsh turning 16 years old. So young, Will Walsh. Well done. Happy birthday, Will.
Celebrating a 26th birthday on the 22nd. It's Will's birthday today, by the way. Wish him happy birthday. I'll let his dad know at least. Chris, let your dad say happy birthday to Will for me. On the 22nd, having a birthday, turning 26, Raag Kapoor.
Happy birthday, Raag. HKC's Raag Kapoor. I think he's overseas in India right now. Again, hope to see him back.
Going by his Instagram, he is. He's there and he's having a good time.
Hope to see him back in Hong Kong playing sometime soon. And the big one, on 23rd February, turning 53 years old, the founder of the 8 for 52 podcast. The one, the only. I'm sure you're listening in. Drum roll.
Matt Botters Botfield. Happy birthday, Botters. I know this is your favourite part of the week, and you know you're a busy man over there in Sydney, but I know you'll be tuning in this week. Happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday, Botters.
Yes, indeed. A day later on the 24th, turning 24, in fact, Zakir Hyatt from USRC. Yes, happy birthday, Zakir.
Happy birthday, Zakir. Another player we've not seen much of this season. Hope to see him back on the field soon. A player who we have seen on the field quite a lot and doing quite well, even though he supposedly lives in Dubai. 40 years old on the 25th of Feb. Happy birthday to CCC Jingsons, Elliot Andrew.
Oh, he'll be loving that we're telling everyone that he's turning 40 on the 25th. Happy birthday, Elliot. Akbar Khan is having a birthday on the same day as well. He's not turning 40. He's turning 28. Happy birthday, Akbar.
Happy birthday, Akbar. And finally, turning 32 years old on the 26th of Feb, USRC Vagabonds, PACC Premier, Hong Kong team, left-arm spinner, Anas Khan.
I love Anas. Happy birthday, Anas. So there's the birthdays.
There's one more.
Oh,
I
there
just got
is
confirmation.
One more. We did mention it earlier that it
just
could be...
Just got confirmation that yesterday, the 19th of Feb, and it's not on Crick Info, it's not anywhere, it's a top secret. This is confidential information.
8 to 52 podcast exclusive.
Exclusive, this is confidential. Nobody knows this. And I'm sure if you know this now, go wish him because he loves being wished on his birthday. Turning God knows how old, probably 24, Sahal Malvankar, the cheat code.
The cheat code himself.
Happy birthday, Sahal. You know, just because it's his birthday,
yeah.
He didn't ask me to mention his hat trick. We had a staff versus staff football game against the Hong Kong club, and he scored a hat trick. He's a pretty good footballer as well, Sahal Malvankar. Proper cheat code no matter what the sport is.
Hong Kong cheat code, not Hong Kong Cricket Club. Hong Kong cheat code. Sahal, have a very happy birthday. Well, for the days before that it was. And a very happy birthday to everyone celebrating on our list. Wilson Pickett, Aryan Chandramandri, Danny Mapp, Manjinder Singh, Shanzeen Shazad, Waqas Barkat, Bilal Akhtar, Will Walsh, Raag Kapoor, Matt Botters, Botfield, Zakir Hyatt, Elliot Andrews, Akbar Khan and Anas Khan. Plus... Sahal Malvankar. Happy birthday from the 8452 podcast.
Hi, I'm Zishan Ali, Hong Kong China National Wicketkeeper batsman, and you are listening 852 broadcast with the old man.
Well, episode 19 of season 2 of the 8452 podcast coming to an end. Nitesh, a big one. Lots to get through.
Yeah, that was a lot of cricket to go through. International cricket, club cricket, Challenge League cricket.
The newly named Hong Kong Plenty.
I hope that doesn't stick.
I really hope it catches on. I hope that Ravi's listening in and goes, what a brilliant name. We need to do that. It's going to be known as the Hong Kong Plenty.
It's dreadful.
I'm going to use it on broadcast on the weekend. I'm just going to make it happen. I'm going to make this happen whether it's liked or not. The Hong Kong Plenty starting from 10 a.m., 9:30 a.m. at Tin Kuang Road Recreation Ground, 10 a.m. here for the women's, 2 p.m. for both games for the men. Oh, that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Premier League T20 is always a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting to see how some teams stack up. As you mentioned, PACC might be missing some players this weekend. The Landon ladies will recruit a few and look strong. Any predictions for who's going to reach the final?
KCC and HKCC. Seems to be that kind of season. I'm not being rude. Pack fell over the... Like, seriously, Pack could have made the one-day final if they'd beaten KCC here and just capitulated.
That's true. T20 is a stronger format, but if Zeeshan's not on town for the whole tournament, maybe he's just missing one game.
I don't know. He might be there. Might be a feint to try to throw us off the scent.
Clever.
Yeah, and that make my tips look a bit rubbish against Diasco Little Saiwon, but we'll see.
The women's PLT run will be exciting. That opening game, CCC Little Saiwon, will actually determine, I think, the second finalist. The HKC women are stacked. As usually I heard, Natasha Miles might be back, Mariko Hill, so they're looking at a very strong team. But then the second finalist, when Little Saiwon, CCC, that very first game could be really interesting whenever they two face each other.
Yep, it's going to be good. That starts this weekend. Plenty of weekend cricket going on. Plenty of Challenge League going on. KCC Morning League returned this week.
What a game today was. What a game. 20 in the last over. How often have you seen that?
Natasha's gloating because his team won when they should have lost by about 30.
We had no business winning that.
No, they needed 20 off the last over. They needed 3 off the last ball.
Proper European Cricket Network League. Oh, go and watch goodness. It. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's on the KCC YouTube, the Morning League YouTube version, not the main KCC YouTube. Go watch it. It's so much fun, like Natesh says. It had everything, that commentary. It had concrete drills in the background, angle grinders. The audio went down. The scoreboard wasn't working for half an innings. That the game in the end came down and was an absolute thriller. It was a good one to call for me. Bad news for the Sunlawn Titans. Good news for the GOAT, who got another win. Didn't deserve it, but got it. Well done, GOATs. And your team got a win. It was really good. We had like you, Jaya Ramesh.
Ashwin
Dukhania.
Slow HQ takeover.
All the KCC guys were down here. Malha was down playing for Sunlawn.
Harsh was keeping.
Yeah, it was great. So we got lots of that. That's going on 3 days a week until the end of May. I think my schedule's a little busy.
You've got internationals coming up as well, All-Star Series coming up after the Premier League T20.
I don't know. I mean, they're all sort of slotted in between stuff, plus with Sunday Elite and still going on.
There's a break in the Premier League T20. That is for an international tournament coming up. There's some dates already floating around.
Well, I still don't know who's coming. I still don't know how many teams are playing. I don't know the dates. I've given a vague block. I've blocked this for internationals. All-Stars I can't do.
Oh, yeah.
Too busy doing Morning League.
That's how
important KCC Morning League is. We've got the likes of you playing in it and the likes of me commentating it. Well, that's about it. Big birthdays as well. Happy birthday to everyone, including the cheat code.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to everyone. Wakas Barker, the big birthday there as well.
Yeah, you got to go text him, remember?
I've just done that already.
You did it between us doing the segment and finishing off the show. Well done, you. And thank you again for joining me, Natesh Hemlani. We're going to wrap this up, get out of here, and we'll be back next week.
Hello,
good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2024.
I think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.